agitation free, slowly fading out with the birds. The track was called In the Silence of the Morning Sunrise from their second album, and before that you heard Van de Graaff, Generator and Necromancer. And we continue with a little more German rock here on the CBS Intergalactic FM 4 Cosmic Overdrive with me, your host, Route 66. Electric Orange and Einwahn.
a little more humanity, please.
Fantastic stuff. You can almost hear the tape recorder going up in flames in the end. Todd Rundgren, one of the original bedroom producers from the early 70s. On one of his double albums, there is a great picture of him conducting all his synthesizers and his recording equipment from his bed. He was one of the first guys to record whole albums literally in his bedroom. So I guess we all owe something to him. The Spark of Life from the double album Todd from 1973. And speaking of going up in flames, the systems still seem to be running steady here, so we may even make it until the end. It's 9:32 on IFM4, the CBS. You're listening to Cosmic Overdrive. This is Route 66. And our next track is from a band that came from this city, Amsterdam. It's funny, I once saw them play in San Francisco. We were there on vacation and we were quite surprised to see them there. The audience was a lot more enthusiastic than here. I saw them play here many times and it was kind of a yeah, we know, as usual experience. But when they played there, everybody was very, very enthusiastic, and it's kind of the story of their career. Because at some point, especially in America, they were very, very big. And I think they either never stopped or they reformed again a few years ago. They are still active doing music. But to be honest, I haven't heard their new stuff. And a lot of times it's better not to do that. Anyway, this is a record from Clan of Psymox, as they were called back then. Later they were called Psymox. This is a track from their first album, mini album, I should say, Subsequent Pleasures. And the track is called Equal Ways. Nice and dramatic. I'm sinking into emotional quicksand. The band was called Systems and the track is called Private Lives from a 7-inch from the early 80s somewhere. It's one of those bands that it's impossible to find any information on, but I think this was the only thing they ever recorded. And maybe that's a good thing actually. But this is a nice track nonetheless, and it fits very well in the whole concept of this show. And speaking of concepts here, the next track is I guess it's almost a concept of life. It's a track where you will hear anything from strange sounds to very ambient type beginning, and it ends all with very crazy freaked out stuff. It's a track by a band called Necronomicon. I think they are German. The title of the album is Tipps zum Selbstmord, and I think that's one of the best album titles that any band has ever chosen. And I'm just gonna let you listen to this track because it's very, very freaky. It's almost 12 minutes long, so stretch out on your chair and let this stuff flow over you. Here's Necronomicon. We'll be right back. Requiem der Natur, Necronomicon, and at the end even the cats were howling along here with this track, so that tells you what it can do to you. We are almost at the end of the show for this evening. We have time for one more last track, and for the rest I can say tune in again next week for another live episode of Cosmic Overdrive. And don't forget tomorrow night, the first episode of the demo contest on IFM1, where I'm sure we're going to have a lot of fun again. And next week, Cosmic Overdrive number, I've already lost count, I think it's 23 next week. Anyway, to end episode 22, if everything is okay. My Bloody Valentine, and To Hear Knows When. My name is Route66, good evening.